Union, like right up the road pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, it's just 3 hours down the road. It was a great drive up here to Madison. Madison's a great town. I love being here.
Well, I hope you didn't get caught in any of the electrical storm stuff that was going on.
Yeah, there was a little bit of weather, but you know, there's a lot of lakes around Madison, and so I had a great view over the storm, which was really cool.
Oh, right on. Yeah, very cool. Cool to see. All right, well, we're glad you got here safely, and now let's talk about something else that's pretty darn cool. Building a modern organization from the inside out. Give us a quick overview, before we get into the weeds here, give us a quick overview on what this is all about.
Yeah, so when you think of how to build a modern organization and what does that look like from the inside out, you know, I think of going back 5 years as an organization, Vibrant Credit Union specifically. Mm-hmm. At that time, we were DHCU. We were a different brand. We were coming off of 82, 83 years of a tremendous amount of success, right? And our brand at that time really got its roots. Well, in the early days, it got its roots from the factory floor of John Deere.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And in fact, it started out of this idea of people helping people, and we truly believe there were 8 individuals. They all chipped in $5. They believed there was a better way to bank. You know, these folks were, they had grease on their boots, dirt on their shoes. Mm-hmm. They couldn't walk in to a bank down the street and get a loan or even for that matter, make a deposit. Mm-hmm. And so they all chipped in. And it was that collaboration that said, we believe that there's a better way.
Yeah.
And so fast forward, you know, 82 or so years ago, the credit union still at that time, kind of connected to the Deere brand, even though we were DHCU and the D no longer meant Deere, the H no longer meant Harvester.
Okay.
It hadn't for many years.
Yeah.
But we were in the backyard of the greatest agricultural company the world has ever known.
Mm-hmm.
And we were looking and going, what does it look like for the next 82 years?
Mm-hmm.
We were having a CEO of 43 years, Terry Brahm, a great guy, sits on our board today, retire. A new CEO, Matt McCombs, another terrific individual, was taking the helm. And so we started sitting down in the early days and said, what are the next 82 years going to look like?
Yeah.
And what are we going to transform? And so one of the first things that we did is we transformed the brand, right? We were competing, right, in the backyard with that brand. And people thought that you really had to be a part of John Deere or work at John Deere to bank with us.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't the case at all.
Yeah.
And so in the last 5 years, I mean, we've had a lot of transformation, both in technology as well as the brand.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's been pretty good stuff.
Yeah, you guys have been through lots of change. Oh. I mean, a brand change is, you know, a story unto itself. So maybe we can talk about that on another episode.
Yeah, I'm happy to.
All right. So how can a typically conservative, risk-averse financial institution embrace these types of changes to compete in today's fast-moving atmosphere?
You know, I think that's a great question. And when I think of, you know, risk-averse and you start thinking of really the complexity and the regulations in our industry as a whole, and then I think a lot of people start truly tying things and looking at the balance sheet, all of that is hypercritical and important.
Yeah.
But I think if we actually take a step back and go back to the roots, right? Back to why are we here, this notion of people helping people, right? And you really start thinking about business from that aspect of things, I think that you can really, and credit unions have this opportunity to fill and continue filling this huge void of those that are learning the banking system, right? Those that don't understand it. And so if you dive it back down to our roots, right? I think that we can win a lot.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. And you think back to those original folks at your credit union, chipping in $5 or whatever to get a, you know, to pool the money and get loans and stuff. I mean, that's a risk, a big risk.
100%.
Yeah. So
100%.
Credit unions aren't, you know, they're not foreign to risk, although it seems like they're a conservative lot right now. But I think that tide is turning. I think they're becoming less and less conservative, especially as the technology embraces us. So, all right, next question here. How do you balance investing in, speaking of digital or technology, how do you balance investing in digital innovation over core systems?
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things, you know, as we've evolved as an organization, I alluded to just a couple of questions ago on our brand and the change on that. Also, in the last 5 years, we've actually done a core system conversion, and we've done an online banking conversion.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Oh my gosh,
so we've had a lot of really a monumental amount of change is the way I would define it. Mm-hmm. A lot of it was first, like I said, the brand component of it, but then we had to lay the foundation of technology mm-hmm. in place. Mm-hmm. Much like a lot of institutions, we were sitting on legacy platforms, right? We were sitting on a platform, a good platform, but we were sitting on a platform and we had been there for 17 years. Mm-hmm. And we kind of wound that thing up in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. And so we needed to make some changes. We also knew that the consumer demands and the technology demands going forward from a risk and infrastructure standpoint, we're changing model. And we needed new technology and modern infrastructure in order to support that, mm-hmm. Not just the needs of our members, but from a regulation and a compliance standpoint. And mm-hmm. so, to answer your question, know a lot about technology upgrades, both on the digital banking side of it, as well as the core system side of it. Mm-hmm. As far as going back to your question of where do you choose to invest more, I don't think we're at a point right now that you get a lot of flexibility in your choice. I think that there's such tight integrations within the core and what happens mm-hmm. in the online banking side of things and in the consumer front end aspect mm-hmm. of it that you have to invest in both. Mm-hmm. Without a doubt, you have to upgrade the core. That's still the engine. That's the heart of mm-hmm. what happens in our organization, though it's not member facing, to then really truly improve the member facing side of things.
Right.
Because if they're not working well together, it's just not going to work.
Exactly. You can't have one without the other.
Correct.
So, you've got to have the core that gives you the capabilities to invest in the digital.
Yep.
So it all starts right there for sure. Hey, let's talk about talents. Do you have to have the talent in place across the industry to do this?
So this is an interesting, my background, it's funny, I was on our board of our credit union, I sit on our senior team, I've been in the credit union industry about 8 years. Mm-hmm. My core background comes from ad tech. And so much like fintech and advertising technology, it's been around for a little bit of time in the nuance of digital advertising and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. And so when I look at talent across a lot of industries, I think we're starving for talent.
Yeah.
And I think that it's going to be one of the biggest concerns that organizations are going to have as they continue to grow mm-hmm. And continue to become more and more reliant on technology mm-hmm. And the support of what that looks like, both from a project management standpoint, mm-hmm. As well as IT infrastructure side of things and security mm-hmm. aspects of it. And so if you're not paying attention to talent today, you really should be. We have a responsibility to attract, retain, and engage those individuals mm-hmm. because there's a lot of industries outside of financial that I don't know if it's okay to say the word sexier, but are That's probably fine. A little sexier than the banking industry.
A little bit,
A lot of people maybe don't grow up and say, I want to be a banker, or work at a credit union for that matter. The reality is we have a great industry. There are a ton of advantages in working in the credit union industry. And we should, because of all the things that we foster and do really well, be able to attract, engage, and retain that level of talent. It's just up to us as leaders if we're willing to go out and do that.
Right. And you got to have somebody, the talent to create the vision, and you also have the talent to execute on that vision. And it's out there, just have to go get it and keep them.
Yeah.
So that's the other side of the coin. Let's talk about data here, because everyone's talking about data.
Yeah.
You can't swing a cat these days without talking about data.
Data.
So should credit unions be in the data management business, or should they be in the data consumption business?
Yeah, that's it. So that's a great question. I think that you could approach that question in a variety of ways. And so I look at data management and data consumption. Without a doubt, data management. No questions asked, right?
Yeah.
We have a plethora of data mm-hmm. already that exists, mm-hmm. even if we're not attempting to consume it, mm-hmm. right? And so we have a responsibility on the data management side to foster and do good things with that data. As far as the consumption end, I think that I think that there are opportunities on the consumption side of the business that we can leverage.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, I think that we have a little bit of a responsibility, and you're seeing it in social and some of the pressure that's happening out there as far as when you are in the consumption aspect of it, what you're doing with
mm-hmm,
it.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is in the credit union space, we have access and we're privy to a lot of personal information,
yeah.
Really,
oh,
is,
yeah.
is deep as it gets, and,
mm-hmm.
and where people are shopping and their behaviors
mm-hmm.
and what that consumer behavior looks like, and start to understand, okay, if we can learn about it, what can we do with it? And so I do believe that there's a fine line of what it is. I'm not prepared today to define what that is. I don't know what it is today,
mm-hmm.
but I think that there's a fine line of what is okay to consume and what needs to really still stay right in the members and the consumer side of things,
right.
And what is theirs and they own.
Right.
Right. And so there is a bit of a fine line.
Yeah.
There.
Aren't credit unions, they're consuming data no matter what?
Yeah.
And then they have to find a way to manage it?
Yeah.
Because I've heard a lot of technology or data analysts say that credit unions have more data on their members than Amazon has on their customers.
I mean, I would say that there's a reason that Amazon is trying to get into the banking space.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
they have a lot of data.
To answer that question, that's about the best way I could answer it. Yeah, there's a lot. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Amazon has shopping behavior on shopping behavior at Amazon,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Amazon has shipping data on where you send and ship products and services. They understand the types of clothes or furniture or ketchup, for that matter,
mm-hmm.
that you're buying
mm-hmm.
and your preferences
mm-hmm.
as it relates to Amazon.
Yeah.
We in the financial service industry see all of those behaviors across all of your shopping. Now,
mm-hmm.
we might not know the type of ketchup you buy, but we know where you grocery
right,
shop, right?
Right?
And we know what day of the week you grocery shop
mm-hmm.
historically and the time in which you grocery
mm-hmm.
shop, right? If we wanted to look at the depth of what that data can tell us, there's a lot that can be done with it. So
sure.
Yeah, I can understand why Amazon would, you know, put pressure, you know, into the banking space.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the amount of information that we do have. And that's not just by collecting it. That's just because it exists.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and that's where the responsibility of management, right?
Yeah.
How do we manage that?
Yeah. So who's doing what? Who's doing data management well out there?
That's a tough question to answer.
Is it Amazon? or even in the credit union space? Who's doing
yeah.
it well? Yeah.
You know,
is it too soon to tell? Right,
I think
now?
It's too soon to tell. I think that... I think that you're going to see a shift, and you're seeing it politically starting to take place, and you've seen it on the advertising. The European Union has put together a lot of things as far as data collection and consumption and what that looks like. I think you're going to see a shift where people... individuals are going to have more ownerships and rights over their individual
yeah.
data.
Yeah.
So as far as who's doing it well... I think there's a lot of people that are doing a lot of things well,
mm-hmm.
but I think it's still the Wild West.
Yep, I agree.
And so I don't know if I can answer one person that's doing it really well.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's people that are doing things far greater than other people,
mm-hmm.
But the world of data is the Wild West.
Yep.
And I think that there needs to be, it'll make it better even for consumers. It'll make it better for businesses that are relying upon
mm-hmm.
it to improve their balance sheets as well. If there's a little bit more parameters around what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we're just scratching the surface right now.
100%.
We're in the middle of this evolution,
yeah.
And it's like you say, it's just going to get better
yeah.
and better
yep.
and more refined.
Yep.
So yeah, we're in
yeah.
the middle of it right now.
Yeah.
So, but you guys are right there in the mix. So
yeah, we
are right there.
We
so
are.
It's great to see. All right, Steve. Anything else to add to wrap this up, sir?
No, I really enjoyed the time. This Discovery Conference has
yeah,
been terrific.
Awesome.
Madison's a great town. So thank you very much. Really appreciate
You're
it.
All right, Steve. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
There
Absolutely.
He is, Steve Ducey, Vibrant Credit Union. Go check him out.
Cheers.
Well done, sir.